Well, what we have here is an impromptu recording session. Now, you can't have an impromptu recording session without first telling everybody what day it is. And this is April 10th. This is the day before Easter. This is Holy Saturday. So, and you know, this is a special occasion. This is April 10th, 1982. My folks were just here and we had a luscious steak dinner. They've just been to California. They just returned last Wednesday or Thursday or something like that. But anyway, they came down this weekend to see me here in Creston, Iowa. And I tell you where I am in Creston, Iowa. I am right above Don Mullen's office in this beautiful luxury apartment. Now, I tell you what I'm doing here. You can't have an impromptu recording session without wine, so I have selected a fitting bottle of wine for this occasion. It is a bottle of Chateau Reperrier 1979 Elderberry. Now, my dad made this bottle and selected it specially for me. It is Elderberry 1979. It is 11% alcohol. Well, he could tell you what all these other numbers mean. It says plus 1.6, which has something to do with how sweet this wine is. And I think a plus 1.6 means it is drier than most. Now, what I'm doing right now is pulling the cork out. There. And now, we take the cork. Take the cork off the corkscrew. And sniff it. Now we can tell that this is a good bottle of wine because there is not the faintest tinge of acidity on this cork. You see, what we're doing when we sniff the cork is we're sniffing for acetic acid. If we smell any acetic acid, and then we give the bottle back to the waiter and say, hey, you know, go blow it out your nose. We don't want this bottle. But as it turns out, this elderberry passed the first test. Now we take a little bit of wine and pour it into our glass. Like so, okay? We just got just a little teeny dab in the bottom of our glass. Now we swirl it around, holding it. Now you gotta hold the wine properly. Nobody holds a wine glass properly. Doggone it, you've got to learn how to hold a wine glass if you're gonna be a wine connoisseur. Nobody I know except my dad knows how to properly hold a wine glass. Even in the movies, people hold wine wrong. People that make millions of dollars a year, they should know better. But this is how you hold a wine glass. You put your forefinger and thumb immediately below the bowl of the glass. Not on the bowl of the glass. No. Below the bowl of the glass. Do not put your fingers on the bowl of the glass. That puts fingerprints on the bowl and interferes with your enjoyment of the wine when you're trying to look through the bowl of the glass to judge its clarity and judge its body. You do not want to put your fingerprints on the bowl of the glass. No. Put your finger and your forefinger there, your pointer, and your thumb, and clench the stem below the bowl of the glass, like I am doing right now. See? Now, the middle finger fits right below that, the third finger fits right below that, and your little finger fits underneath the foot of the glass. So now you are holding it very, very steady and stable and very naturally. Hold on to the handle of the glass, not the bowl of the glass. This way. Now, like I'm holding it right now, my little finger is underneath the foot of the glass. My other three fingers and thumb are holding on to the stem of the glass. I have no fingers on the bowl of the glass. Now, watch how, holding it in this fashion, I can swirl the wine. See? Look at that. Yeah, now it's just a very natural way to hold a wine glass. See how easy that is? And see how easy it swirls. There's just nothing to it. Okay, we swirl the wine. Now we swirl on the wine for two reasons. We're swirling the wine. I've got a plugged up nose, so I'm not going to be able to do this very good. But we're swirling the wine, one, to fill the bowl of the glass with the beautiful bouquet of the wine. And two, by swirling the wine, we are swirling the wine up on the bowl of the glass itself, so that way we can watch it as it sheets down the glass, and we can see if it sheets or if it comes down in legs. We're trying to judge its body. Now my dad isn't gonna like me to say this, but now this wine doesn't really have that good a body, because it's not sheeting and it's not forming legs. It's just kind of draining down, you see. But I've seen $8 bottle of wine do the same thing, so that's nothing against my dad. But see, it's this wine, as I hold it up to the light, I can see that the legs aren't really forming properly. A good red wine should have legs. A good white wine should sheet down, you see. Sheet indicates, well, anyway, I don't know. But anyway, so now we're swirling it, and I've seen that it really doesn't have that. Well, now hold it. It does, too, have legs. Sometimes when you got a dirty glass, this is a dirty glass. I'm sorry. But yes, it does have legs. Yes, the longer the glass sits, the more apt the legs are to develop, and it is developing legs now. Very nice ones. So I spoke too soon. It shows how green I am at judging wine. I'm just no good. I should spend more time at these things. But now I'm going to do the second part. Now, that was the first test. And, oh, look at those are beautiful legs now. Yeah, see, you just got to let it, just be patient with it, and pretty soon it'll form just gorgeous legs as you look through the bowl of the glass. Now, if you had fingerprints all over the bowl of the glass, you couldn't do that, see? So that's why I was very careful not to hold on to the bowl of the glass. So now we have these very nice legs developing. Now we swirl it once again. Now we put our nose very briefly down by the bowl of the glass, like this. See, and we can get that bouquet. And you can, if you want to, you can stick your nose right into the bowl of glass. It doesn't matter. Just, so, you know, me, I got a plugged up nose right now, so I'm not going to be able to sing very good, so I shouldn't even be having an impromptu guitar concert because I got a plugged up nose. In fact, I might have to go get something to blow my nose with later on. But see, it's also very bad to have a plugged up nose when you're trying to judge wine. But anyway, so I'm going to have to stick my nose down the bowl of glass and really snoot at one. Well, it's pleasant from what I can tell. I can't tell too much, I'm sorry. Okay, we've judged that the bouquet is flowery. It's a flowery bouquet. It's not a fruity bouquet. This was elderberry, remember. It should have a fruity bouquet. But it has a very fragrant flowery bouquet, which is nice. Okay, but now comes the best test. This is where you taste it. Okay, now we take a mouthful here. It has a very nice balance of acids. I'm going to have to take another sip because I'm not very good at this. But see, now don't worry about being rude or anything when you're doing this. What you want to do is you want to get as much of the flavor all over your mouth as you possibly can, and blow air through your mouth, suck air into it, you know, to get that wine aroma all up and down in your nostrils and your mouth, all over your tongue. Don't worry about being rude or crude or anything else. I mean, you actually chew the wine, actually gargle with it. I mean, that's proper. That's proper. That's a proper way to do it. Well, at this point, I approve wholeheartedly of the wine. Who really cares at this point? I'm ready to start my guitar concert now because I have judged the wine. Found it to be superb. Superb wine, this Chateau Perrier Elderberry, 1979.